Audio Renaissance presents The Judgment of Paris, the revolutionary decade that gave the world Impressionism, by Ross King. Read for you by Tristan Layton.
Chapter 1, Chez Meissonier. One gloomy January day in 1863, Jean-Louis Ernest Meissonier, the world's wealthiest and most celebrated painter, dressed himself in the costume of Napoleon Bonaparte and, despite the snowfall, climbed onto the rooftop balcony of his mansion in Poissy. A town with a population of a little more than 3,000, Poissy lay 11 miles northwest of Paris, on the south bank of an oxbow in the River Seine, and on the railway line running from the Gare Saint-Lazare to the Normandy coast. It boasted a 12th-century church, an equally ancient bridge, and a weekly cattle market that supplied the butcher shops of Paris, and, every Tuesday, left the medieval streets steaming with manure. There was little else in Poissy, except for the ancient priory of Saint-Louis, a walled convent that had once been home to an order of Dominican nuns. The nuns had been evicted during the French Revolution, and the convent's buildings either demolished or sold to private buyers. But inside the enclosure remained an enormous spired church, almost 100 yards in length, and close by, a grandiose house with clusters of balconies, dormer windows, and pink brick chimneys. A building sometimes known as the Grande Maison. Ernest Meissonier had occupied the Grande Maison for almost the previous 2 decades. In his 48th year, he was short, arrogant, and densely bearded. Ugly, little, and mean, one observer put it. Rather a...